Happy midweek church service, dear ones. Welcome to those that are here in the room, those that will be joining us on the phone or listening to the recording. Glad to have you all in fellowship once again. Praise God for bringing us safely through the first part of the week. And may He continue to bring us safely through the remaining part of the week to another Sabbath fellowship. The honorable day of the Lord. So welcome again, dear ones. Our opening song is titled, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And praise Him for loving us first and showing us how to love Him in return. There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me.
He is, are we on verse 4? It bids my trembling heart rejoice. It dries each rising tear. It tells me in a still small voice to trust and never fear. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because He first loved me.
Amen. This name shall shed its fragrance still along this thorny road, shall sweetly smooth the rugged hill that leads leads me up to God. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
You want to sing, Gene? Verse 6. And there with all the blood brought song from sin and sorrow free, I'll sing the new eternal song of Jesus' love for me. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Amen. That will be an eternal song. And what a joy to sing it to him from whom all blessings flows, who died to set us free and to grant us his life, eternal life. What a joy. Well, dear ones, it's time for opening prayer. And who would like to offer that prayer for us? Please go right ahead.
Our most kind Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful evening over the other side of the world and here coming to morning just right now. We do come before you to commit our lives unto you for guidance, and we pray that you may send the Holy Spirit to come and lead us, touch our lips in whatever we are going to speak, that it may edify us all online. We thank you for the scriptures that you guided the Holy Spirit to put in our minds and stand for, by our side, to be leading us day by day as we read them. We pray that as we continue to read them, Lord, may they be instilled in our minds so that his glory may be reflected in our daily actions as we live on. Lord, we thank you that you sent your Son, Christ Jesus, to die for us. Lord, may his blood be a sign to remove our sins, and that our names may be written in the books of life, and when he comes the second time, we may be among those whom he will save to praise him forever and ever. Lord, we thank you that you have made us survive in these various days of this earth's history, and that every fulfillment that is put in your word is before us and we are able to witness. We pray that you strengthen us in these various days, that you may be able to preach and enlighten the world with your glory in this various day. That whoever will hear may be able to come. We kindly commit ourselves unto you in these various days, that Lord, stand by our side, that you may be conquerors more than ever. Lord, we thank you that you always listen unto us when we pray unto you, and you provide everything we need. Lord, may you continue providing, and more so, that we are in troublous times, that we may see relief, and that your word may be praised on as we stand by you. Lord, we thank you that you have put everything in a place, more so the internet, that when things have become very hard for as we are able to meet and fellowship, encourage each and everyone who joins. Lord, we pray that you may continue to sustain the connectivity that all who are failing may join, and those who will fail and wish to listen at a later time, Lord, bless them that we have shared a wonderful word that is building us for life and time. We thank you that you have given us life. We thank you that you have stood by us in as much as many are sickly, Lord, heal them by the heavenly healing balm that they may praise you, that without you there is no other doctor. We thank you for our lives, O Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, dear brother. Well, good evening or good morning, dear ones. And this is another singing, testimony, praise, or prayer meeting. And praise God for the ability to have a time set aside where we can praise God and thank Him for all the blessings that He's bestowed upon us. And I'd like to start off with the testimonies. Last Friday evening, I tried to open the room up in Zoom, and it wanted me to verify my email address. And when I looked, it was my old email address. It was not my new email address. So I went into the account. I tried to change my old to the new email address. And they said before I could do that, they're sending me a verification code to my old address that I needed to click in order to verify that the new email address was really me. So here it is, 5:30 something in the evening, and I can't open the room. So I got on to Zoom, called the number, I gave him my the room code, and they said, "We're sorry, sir, but your particular plan does not allow you to talk to someone on the phone, only through chat or email." So I quickly got in to chat live with an individual, and they came back saying, "I understand your situation, but I cannot help you in this chat platform. I can only help you on email." So I said, "Okay, well, please, you know, hurry up and contact me." He didn't contact me until 9:47 or something like that, Friday evening. So obviously I couldn't open the room. The room had to be canceled. And then again, my apologies for all those that tried to log in and had to wait for nothing to come. So when I got the email, I responded back. They wanted more information. They wanted to know when my last billing was, how much that billing was for, what the last four of my credit card was, and what address was connected with the credit card. So I sent that to them. It was after 9:46. And I waited up till 11 something and didn't hear back. So I figured, okay, I'll get up first thing in the morning and maybe I'll have some success then. Nothing from them Sabbath morning. So that meant that the Garay's meeting could not take place, the Spanish children's meeting on this Zoom, But they went ahead and opened up their own room, contacted those that they knew were coming, and they were able to have their church service for like 45 minutes. I think new accounts that are free only gives you 40 or 45 minutes. So they at least had part of their meeting. So then here we are coming up to Sister Rose's, our children's meeting at 9:30. And so I was talking with Sister Michelle, and she goes, well, didn't you leave your laptop here with us? And I said, yes. And I said, oh, yes. So I had Adele get the laptop out, had her fire up the laptop. It takes like 20 minutes to warm up and go through its cycle very slowly. And then she tried to get in the room, and lo and behold, it didn't ask her any questions. It logged right in. And so she then let me know. I came into the room. She let me in, made me host, and then we were able to continue with Sabbath services. So then Sunday, I didn't hear from the guy. So I contacted another department there in Zoom. Didn't hear from them until Sunday night about 10 something. And then Monday morning I responded to their questions, waited, didn't hear anything from them. So Monday afternoon, I think it was, I went ahead and contacted another office, and I gave them the information that the first guy had asked. And then Tuesday morning, I receive an email that says they have changed my old email address to the new email address, but because they did that, I would have to create a new password. So that's no biggie. So I logged in, created the new password. They signed me out. I logged back in. They sent a verification code to the new email address, which I went to, verified it, and then I'm in Zoom. So everything is back to normal, praise the Lord. Also, on Monday, I got a message that the lightministries.com site should have the links available. So I went in, and praise the Lord, all the links are available now. So you can visit the SDA section, you can visit the tract section, you can visit the booklet section, you can visit the home church section without any problems. The message also said, you know, verify everything works, and what doesn't work, let me know. So I went into the tracks section and tried to click on a PDF of the tracks. That PDF would not work. So none of the PDFs work in the tracks section. I then checked the MP3 or the audio files that are connected with lightministries.com, and none of those work. But the archived audio files do work. They go to a different website instead of lightministries.com. So progress has been made, praise the Lord, and most of the site is now available. It's just the PDFs of the tracks and the MP3 audio files of the recorded services that are connected with lightministries.com website. Those still don't work at the moment, but I think that's just something that's going to be a lot easier to solve. So praise God. Thank you for your prayers. We're almost back 100% functioning on lightministries.com. And some of the links that you'll click on, you'll see letterebelightministries.com or ltblministries.com. So all of these domain names are also connected with lightministries.com. So if we ever have a problem like this in the future, there will be other ways in which you can visit the website and not have it just stuck to one particular domain name. So thank you so much for your prayers. We're almost back to normal. Just a couple other things, a couple other bugs to work out, and then it should be back to 100%. So praise God for his merciful kindness and for all the many and wonderful blessings and defeating the devil in his attempts to keep the present truth from reaching precious souls.
Amen, dear brother. We are grateful for that work. In as much as some of us are still trying on our computer and other devices, are still getting challenges. Join is brief and kicks off. But all that is giving us experience that maybe in the future we may get other minutes. Otherwise, praise the Lord that we can now have everything set in place almost 100%, and we can now get any material we want from Let There Be Light Ministries. Thank you for your efforts and for your prayers, dear ones, all of you who are united with us in lifting the website come back to normal. I'd also like to thank you so much for your prayers. That is now about a year when we also started the symposium by testing, but gradually, as if it is working the way people didn't expect, and it's working well for us who wished that should happen. You know, we started it jokingly after visiting Nairobi, and after seeing that these people had the capacity to have these facilities established in place, because I realized when I visited there, there were professors from universities fellowshipping with these other dear ones. There are lawyers and the other land people who had separated from the main SDA church in Nairobi, and they were old men. And I said, now, why can't we have a Zoom church room so that even if when I go back to my country, we can still remain sharing issues and chatting where possible. Very quickly, brethren bought, and more so, the two brethren who were taken to court by the SDA church leadership in Nairobi, that is the Nairobi conference. They were taken to Nairobi. You know, there's been some shamble in the leadership and the elections, and they use the police to establish a new leadership, and these people decided to go out of the church and the other issues that were involved. So when I visited them, I said, let's have a Zoom chat room for sharing in whatever manner we shall have. But then one was saying, shall we sustain and have teachers to hold in? I said, no. My dear brother Gerard, when we don't have anybody to speak, you come in immediately. Or if I'm there, then I come in immediately to keep the program going. And we agreed on that principle. So we have moved like that. It's now almost a year. Actually, we had some 1 month. Because I was there in August last year. We are now early September. That is now here. So, last week, it was now another week of a camp meeting. That now everybody thought and was very busy with the camp meeting. In that week, we are supposed to have two schedules of fellowship, but one was conducted and one failed because it was a Friday evening and everybody was preparing for the Sabbath, and they were delayed also as they gathered to welcome the service in the church. So they were caught up by time. Many of them could not get on. So only three people joined, and then I sent them out and said, can we resume our normal services by next week, Wednesday? So prayerfully, it has worked. And today, because they had given me that during those period of time camp meeting, Brother Joel, you'll be taking on the sessions. And then in the camp meeting, Isaac Oruko was one of the main speakers, and then Nathan Onduma. Then they added on there too, was in Nairobi, Kinala Wycliffe, and then we said, see, fine, but let's have all programs running. So we missed in that week, we missed one schedule, but now today we resumed and I took over. I welcomed everybody for the new year, I can call it like that, in chatting, I mean in Vesper Fellowship. Then we said, even Friday, I'll be ushering in them to proceed and know that this program will be sustained continually until the message goes deeper into them, deeper into the other villages that they visit. And I'm grateful by His grace that everything is now moving on quite well. In as much as I may not have the rights over the Zoom chat room, but we indeed engage them, because the whole month of August, as I requested them to assign them to Sister Jean, who took them for the whole of August, and he presented 10 series of his lesson, of her lessons, and we are covered. And I'm now praying that as we move on and we shall be stable with them, a number of them will be joining, then I plan and pray that we get also another presenter of the present truth who can help us with new lessons, new teachings, ceremonies, which those people ideally do miss deeply, because many of them, they have the old way of interpreting prophets, and sometimes they have taken it the way they think. Now, when Jenny came in, there is so many things new and afresh, and I'm praying that if God allows, I will have them started with heresy reform. And planning and requesting that you prefer that Sister Rose, who is too much occupied with let there be in light ministry's children's lesson, spare some little time, like 1 hour, to help us maybe run his, her heresy reform messages, maybe for 1 week or 1 month, to depend, because we have to convince them, and since it is our time of resting in the evening, then everybody is at home, and for you, it's your time when you are very busy doing work, like Sister Rose, who is in New York, that is probably midday, or it's a little bit slightly after 2, your Pacific time or Central American timing. And for us, it's our late evening. So people are willing to listen to the message of present truth. I'm only praying that you pray for us, that we keep it continued so that we can pass this message. You know, there is a problem in Kenya SDA organization, and our message has deeply gone into them, and they are now finding teachers from the remnant ministers to come and lead them. So it's my kind request that you pray with us that we may get good ministers to pass the right message to them, so that they may be established in their separation movement and big. May the good Lord bless us. Thank you for your prayers that we can, quite in a small way, continue with them on Zoom. Thank you so much for listening to me.
Amen. Praise the Lord, dear brother. We're definitely keeping the brethren that separated from the Adventist Church there in our prayers, that they may become well established in the present truth and not be tempted to go back to Babylon. So thank you for helping in that important area of establishing them in the faith. And may God greatly bless your efforts and allow the truth as it is in Jesus to be uplifted and exalted and the Savior glorified. What a time to be alive. Are there any other testimonies, comments, thoughts, questions, songs, or praise that you'd like to give to God? Please feel free. Well, here is a good song, especially for the trials in these last days. Let our hearts be always cheerful. Why should murmuring enter there? When our kind and loving Father makes us children of His care. Always cheerful, always cheerful, sunshine all around we see. Full of beauty is the path of duty, cheerful we may always be. With His gentle hand to lead us, should the powers of sin assail, He has promised grace to help us, never can His promise fail. Always cheerful, always cheerful, sunshine all around we see. Full of beauty is the path of duty, cheerful we may always be.
When we turn aside from duty, comes a pain of doing wrong, and a shadow creeping o'er us checks the rapture of our song. Always cheerful, always. Sunshine all around we see, full of beauty is the path of duty, cheerful we may always be.
Oh, that good will strive to be happy, and their path is ever bright. Let us heed the blessed counsel, shun the wrong and love the right. Always cheerful, always cheerful, sunshine all around we see. Full of beauty is the path of duty, cheerful we may always be.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, Jean. Amen.
Amen. Can remember the first time I heard the tune of this delightful song. I was in Dominican Republic. It was about 3:45 a.m. there. and they were having an early church service. They wanted to get up before it got too hot. And I was with Brother Gary. And Brother Gary was taking that early morning service, bless his heart. And so I was kind of in and out of sleep, but this tune was like a haunting tune to my mind, and I could not forget it. I didn't understand the words because it was sung in Spanish, but the tune stuck with me. And so I was trying to find the English version of it, but of course I didn't know what the Spanish version was, so I couldn't have anything to be able to bring me to that tune until I got a CD, purchased it at the Heritage Library there in Loma Linda. And it was old Adventist pioneer songs. And the title didn't strike me any, you know, didn't say, ah, there it is. It just, the title was always cheerful. So when I played it and I heard the tune, I said, oh, praise, because this is like maybe 9 years after I was there in Dominican Republic in 95. And the tune instantly was brought back to my memory. And I was so happy to have the words now that went to that tune. Always cheerful. It's got a very catchy tune, but praise God for making cheerfulness possible. And that's only because of the plan of salvation. Can you imagine how miserable we would be without any hope, any prospect, any chance of escaping a life of misery? There would be nothing cheerful about it, but only because of Christ's sacrifice and God's love for us can we be cheerful. Are there any other songs or testimonies, praise or prayers that you'd like to offer, dear ones? Before we open it up to a season of prayer, are there any prayer requests that you'd like to bring forward?
Yes, Thank you so much for all what has been said and the praises to our Most High. I only put my petition and request that you pray for my kids who are going back to school over this weekend by Sunday. They've been a little bit late. Maybe because the schools, for them they're not in the government in the schools. They started last week by Monday, but the official date of opening is next week on Monday. So I kindly request that you pray for them that they will be able to end this year. They are going away for 2.5 months. We are not be with them. But I commit them unto the Lord that He may give them wisdom, stay safely at school among the many different cultures. You know, in Uganda we have over 50 ethnic tribes, so those are different cultures who come from different locations, and then they come and mix. That the good Lord may keep them in the heavenly culture tradition, that when they come back, the very kids I expect to get raised in this world. Thank you. That's my prayer. Stand by me as we petition them to go and study well by His best.
Well, thank you, dear brother. We'll put that on our prayer list. Any other requests, dear ones? Would like to put forth a silent prayer request, and also a prayer request that everything continues to move forward to Sister Joan moving here in Oregon with us soon. So thank you for keeping that in prayer. It's looking like the first part of October when this move will occur. And those that have moved from one place to another know all of the different aspects that need to fall into place for it to occur. And so thank you so much for your prayers in that regard. And may God's will continue to be done. Please also keep the ministry in prayer so that the remaining bugs can be worked out of the links and it come back to fully operational once again. Well, let's go ahead and bow our heads for a season of prayer. Whoever would like to begin, please do so, and I will close. So go right ahead, dear ones.
Dear Father in heaven, as we live day by day and see the blessings that you have poured out, sometimes don't recognize them until weeks, sometimes years later. But our memories keep us alive with what you have done for us. And thank you, dear Lord, for all of the plans you have put in place, for all of the blessings that you have given us. Some of them started years ago and are being finalized. Thank you, dear Lord, for the memory that helps us remember that you are our God, you have plans for our life, and that we just need to be patient to see them worked out. And thank you for the patience that goes along with it. Father, thank you for being a loving Father and for having a place in your heart for each one of us. Thank you for the internet, which allows us to fellowship one with another and even see each other as we're worshiping you. Thank you, dear Lord. We ask that you be with each one that was here tonight. And those that weren't able to make it, please bless them also. And let them know that you are very close to them. We pray this prayer in Jesus' name, knowing that you will hear this. And amen.
Amen. Our most kindly Father, once again, continue to thank you for the blessings, more so the scriptures that you bestowed onto us, that they are preparing us for life to come in eternity. We thank you for the great plan of salvation that the Heavenly Council sought to send a ransom of Christ Jesus to come and have a right to recreate in us who was in a fallen state to regain our original nature. Lord, we thank you for all those great efforts that has taken the whole heaven to care for humanity. We thank you for the work among us worldwide, and more so in Africa, where many are in darkness, and that we need them enlightened with your word, that they may be saved. In a very special way, we commit the message of present truth in your hands, that as we see everywhere the wine of Babylon being sprinkled onto every other nation, we pray that it may the present truth enlighten every darker mind, that they may understand and learn from you the right path and stand by it. Lord, we thank you, Mwasu, for the technologies that are working, even when things seem to be very hard for human means, human methods of work, trick, but you yourself, in a very high way, has provided other special means like you, internet, to make your world move worldwide. We thank you so much that this is a wonderful revelation that many and all will hear, depicting that even if when people don't speak, the stones can come out to speak and present your word. We thank you. We thank you that you have managed to stand and send your word worldwide. Lord, we are here in these very last days, sickly, and all the fulfillment of prophecy are in our days. We thank you that we see this. We pray that we may not end on seeing, but it may prepare us so that we are wonderfully to stand by you. And when Christ comes, we are among those he's going to redeem from this world. Lord, we pray for let there be light ministry, for having done a very wonderful work among us. And that we pray that as you continue to do the work, may it be sustained, opening means and ways that things may work fully, that we may know that you are a God who works among us and through our instrumentalities that we establish a means to pass your message to the world. Many would love to join us, but sometimes because of logistics, they are not with us. But we pray for them. Also, our dear brother James, who has been very instrumental in passing great message on to us. Lord, stand by him, open the ways for him, meaning so that he may be able to join us always as he has been. I also pray for Sister Joan, who is always up and down, and he is in a trance to come, to move from one place to another. May you prepare her means and ways that sustain her life, that it may completely be a lesson to all of us, that you, Lord, who gives life, have sustained her for all her lifetime. May we all be sustained to be a witness in the world. May your word be preached unto the world. Also in Africa, where darkness has almost engulfed every other mind, and that people take things the way they want. We pray for them. Lord, raise your strong arm, stretch them, and bring them to your light. We thank you, O Lord, that you gave out your Son to die for us. May his blood that was poured on the cross be of value to every other human soul that lives on this earth, that we may be redeemed from the world. We thank you, O Lord. Continue to be with us. Open ways for us. Stand by us as we continue to press by your grace. May the Holy Spirit continue to remind us whatever we have forgotten, and that we may live by your means. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And precious Father, we thank you so very much that you're in control, that the devil is a defeated foe, and even though it may appear that he's gaining advantages, yet it is so that he can fail miserably in just a short while. Through your overruling providence and your wisdom, and your promises. Father, we pray that you will hear and answer all of the prayers and petitions that have been asked and brought forward in this room, not just tonight, but in the past as well. Thank you for letting thy perfect will be done in your perfect timing. We pray especially that you'll be with our dear brother Joel's children as they go back to school for a period of time. Please bless their efforts at learning the basics, learning the lessons that they will need to be able to function and be productive in society and to bless others. And any other areas that may be detrimental to them through erroneous teaching or false doctrines being put into their lessons, let none of those stick in their mind, but to bounce off and not have any kind of effect in their training and life. And thank you so much for overruling in this matter according to thy will. We thank you for the great blessing of having the Zoom room accessible once again, and for having lightministries.com accessible again. We pray that the few remaining bugs will be solved and that there will be no further restriction of the truth getting out to those who are hungering and thirsting to want to know, or to those that want to use the material in reaching out to others. And thank you for the great privilege and honor it is to be light bearers for thee and to allow our light to shine in these last days of darkness. We thank you, Father, that we're a day closer to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Please help us to get ourselves prepared to be waiting, watching, working, and praying, to have our lamp trimmed and burning brightly, and indeed follow the bridegroom whithersoever he leads us. Be with us now as we part. Grant us a blessed remaining part of the week, and bring us together once again for sweet fellowship with others of like faith, and in praising your name from whom all blessings flow. Thank you for thy great love, and we love you too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, dear ones, are there any other comments, testimonies, or songs that you'd like to sing before we have our going away song? Please feel free. Well, dear ones, go with God. Continue progressing up that straight, narrow pathway that leads to eternal life, where Jesus is leading us safely through. And keep looking up.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. Where's that dark cloud? Oh, there it is. So do not doubt, but keep on looking.